It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
Following the US's official withdrawal from the World Health Organization, Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters has called into question New Zealand's membership in the organization. With Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney warning of a rupture in the world order, political leaders in New Zealand are holding sharper focus on how we conduct ourselves internationally, especially with the United States. This week, I spoke to National MP Ryan Hamilton about New Zealand's relationship with the US and our position on the global stage. Winston Peters says there needs to be a conversation on New Zealand's membership in the World Health Organization. Does the National Party agree with his stance on this topic?
I think our Prime Minister said that all those big organizations, there's a time where they need to sort of, you know, make sure they're fit for purpose and current. But you know, in terms of the WHO, he's come out saying he's supportive of it. It's played an incredible role strengthening our national healthcare systems, particularly through our Pacific region and neighbours, and particularly in regards to vaccinations and measles around Samoa. So I think, you know, there's sometimes a need to innovate and make sure that they're effective, but we're not totally in alignment with those comments of Winston's, no.
Do you think that Peter's criticisms of the organisation being a bunch of unelected bureaucrats were well-founded or reflect New Zealand's position?
It wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment on his comments.
All right. Luxon has now rejected Donald Trump's invitation to the Board of Peace. Can you talk about what ultimately motivated this decision?
Oh, I think it was probably a genuine offer, and I think our Prime Minister would have gone through and done some due diligence, of course, because it's such a, to get an invitation like that, I think always needs to be assessed fairly and squarely. But I think on balance, you know, the feeling was that there are other states or countries that have stepped up into that role, particularly around Gaza, and that it wouldn't be, and there was also some uncertainty as to its consistency with the UN Charter, which obviously we're already on board with in terms of the United Nations. And so I think there was just a bit of water to go under the bridge, a little bit of a lack of clarity in terms of second order of, you know, involvements, and also there looked to be financial considerations further down the track too that we'd be sort of remiss to sign up too quickly without knowing all the facts. So I think it'll be a bit of a watch and see that how that unfolds. But our our relationships with the states and others, I'm sure, will be just as strong.
Given some of the recent foreign affairs decisions made by Trump, how will the US-New Zealand relationship be affected as far as the National Party is concerned?
Well, obviously it's not for me to comment on international affairs. It's, you know, for our Prime Minister and for Winston Peters. But I know that they're, they're very diplomatic and pragmatic. We're focused on, adhering as much as we can to the international rules or order of rules. And also we know that with New Zealand being such a small country, we've got to hustle on the world stage. And so we're trying to partner and diversify and with as many nations as we can. We work with Australia collaboratively in the Pacific region. Obviously, we've done a free trade agreement now with India. And we've got a considerable amount of trade with China. And of course, Todd McClay is working on, you know, ensuring that all our exporters, the mitigations are in place as much as possible as far as tariffs and those sorts of things. So it's a broad spectrum of responses across the world, but we've got to put New Zealand and Kiwis in the mix and make sure that we're trading and hustling with the best in the world.
At the World Economic Forum, Canadian PM Mark Carney said the current global order is facing a rupture, not a transition, calling on small and middle powers not to rely on naive multilateralism going forward. In your view, what role do you see New Zealand playing in response to the threats that we've witnessed overseas to international security?
Yeah, I think we're certainly living in a more volatile world and we can't afford to be complacent. And I think that's why, you know, I mentioned that we're making sure that we're hustling and trading with a broad range of countries across the globe so that we're trying to diversify that risk. National security demands are obviously expanding and we need to be very cognizant of protecting you know, people and assets against, you know, that economic coercion, foreign interference, cyber attacks, terrorism, etc. And so our government, you know, is very much that's front and centre of mind. And just thinking of defence, for example, we've been supporting Ukraine. We've been bringing the EU and TPP together to reinforce rules of global trade. And we've also significantly invested, well, in the last 12 months, but obviously we forecast over the next 3 to 4 years to heavily invest billions of dollars in our defence force. And that's obviously from a defence perspective, but also in terms of, you know, regional security, humanitarian assistance, which we've seen play out even through Gisborne in the last week, disaster relief efforts, and even collaborating with Australia in terms of some of their defence forces and making sure that we're, you know, leveraging off our big brother, if you like, in that space.
Opposition parties have criticised the government having secret talks with Trump about critical mineral supply. How will the National Party ensure that any decisions made here are aligned with and prioritise New Zealand's environmental and diplomatic interests?
I think that goes without saying. I mean, the opposition always have a crack at a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, they basically killed a lot of our ability to extract and mine, and, you know, with climate change slogans, they really set our country back. And so we've had to unwind that, you know, oil exploration. We've reset some of our climate change disclosures just recently for the company's office. We're trying to make things practical, but not where ideological actually kills the economy. And we believe there is a balance to be had between good economic management and environmental responsibility. And you're starting to see the shape of that now through the RM reforms, the planning bill and the natural environment bill, where we think the two can coexist.
Is there anything you'd like to see change with how New Zealand, or specifically Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters, is representing our country on a global stage, especially in the context of all these issues?
Oh, look, I think if you put it in perspective with the way managed the first time we've had a three-way coalition government ever, and within that there's going to be some flex and ebb and flow as ministers and parties express different personalities and priorities. But I think collectively we're fairly aligned in terms of A, looking after New Zealand's interests, and B, making sure that we're not afraid to have a voice in the bigger world and stand up for Kiwi values.
That was National Party MP Ryan Hamilton talking about New Zealand on the global stage.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Ryan Hamilton.